This is North Shore Today for Friday, May 5, 2017. Ray Lamont writes in today's Gloucester Times, a 50-year-old Gloucester man is one of five people who was arrested Thursday on charges connected with the trafficking of women for sex at brothels in and around Boston. Timothy Hayes of Gloucester is charged with trafficking of persons for sexual servitude, deriving support from prostitution, money laundering, keeping a house of ill fame, and conspiracy. Hayes was arrested Thursday at a home in Gloucester, according to Emily Ganey, spokeswoman for the Office of State Attorney General Maura Healey. All of the arrests were made Thursday in a joint operation by the FBI and Healey's office. Hayes was arraigned Thursday afternoon in Woburn District Court and was ordered held on $150,000 cash bail. Much more on this story in today's Gloucester Times, story written by Ray Lamont. Salem State University is closing in on naming a new president. Bill Newell has that story.
Former Salem State Representative John Keenan, a Salem State University General Counsel and Vice President of Administration, is among four finalists in consideration to serve as the university's next president. Dustin Luca writes on today's front page of the Salem News, Salem State named the finalists Thursday afternoon. The top finalists will replace President Patricia McGuire Meservey, who retires at the end of the academic year. A five-time state representative, Keenan left the legislature in 2014 to take the vice president of administration job, a newly created position at the time, at Salem State. Before Beacon Hill, he spent 8 years as Salem City Solicitor. The other finalists include Deborah Bordelon, provost and vice president of academic affairs at Governors State University in Illinois, Bashar Hanna, professor of biology and former vice president of academic affairs and dean of faculty at Delaware Valley University in Pennsylvania, and Annie Maribel Sosa, president and founder of the Michaela Group, a former provost and senior vice president for academic affairs at Herbert H. Lehman College at City University of New York. Meservey announced in January her plans to retire, and Salem State started the search for her replacement shortly thereafter. The university received 106 applications. There are open forums for the candidates on campus beginning next week. A formal vote for the Board of Trustees is expected on May 24th to recommend a final candidate to the Massachusetts Board of Higher Education. That action could lead to having a president formally announced and in place by the end of June, once the state board signs off on the Salem State decision. Meservey has led the university for the past 10 years, and under her leadership, Salem State obtained the university status, expanded dramatically, and has sharply increased student enrollment. There's more on this story in today's edition of the Salem News. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
Okay, Bill, thank you. Ariana McNeil writes in today's Salem News, in the year since the Brimble Avenue roundabouts opened in Beverly, traffic is less congested through the area, and data from the Beverly Police Department shows there have been fewer accidents. Now officials are eyeing a potential roundabout configuration for where Essex and Old Essex Streets intersect near exit 18 off Route 128. Mayor Mike Cahill is quoted as saying, "We know that it's cut down on the time necessary for people to get from North Beverly to downtown. They're working extremely well." There is proof, to support this in police data. Since the rotaries opened in January 2016, there have been five accidents in that area, though not necessarily in the roundabouts. Two of those occurred in February 2016, not long after the roundabouts opened. Two more occurred last November at the on-off ramps to Route 128, but the police didn't take a report, so Beverly Police Officer Mike Pacuzzi said they were likely to be minor. He's quoted as saying, "For now, it appears that we're responding to fewer accidents up there." In 2014 and 2015, there were four accidents each. There were two accidents in the area in 2013. The roundabouts were made thanks to a $5 million state-funded project that aimed to increase safety and efficiency in that area. More on the story written by Ariana McNeil in today's Salem News. Dustin Luca writes in today's Salem News, "There is poetry all over downtown Salem, but you can read it only when it rains. In advance of the 9th Annual Massachusetts Poetry Festival this weekend, a small group of art enthusiasts have been stenciling poetry on some of the more heavily traveled sidewalks in downtown Salem. They're using a quick-drying liquid that goes on clear, almost like invisible ink. When the surface gets wet, the biodegradable solution, now dried to the ground, will repel water, leaving a poem to be read on the wet sidewalk. Raining Poetry, as it's called, is just one of several poem-based features planned in downtown Salem for the Poetry Festival, which runs Friday through Sunday. The event is headquartered at Old Town Hall off Derby Square. More on this story in today's Salem News, written by Dustin Luca. And Thomas Grillo writes an item live. All nine Democratic Massachusetts congressmen voted against GOP's bill to dismantle the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, but President Donald Trump muscled the health care bill through the House on Thursday. U.S. Representative Seth Moulton, Democrat from Massachusetts, said it's a terrible bill. Trump's victory comes 6 weeks after the Republicans failed to pass the measure amid disagreements with the White House that sank it. The legislation passed the House by a 217 to 213 vote, as all voting Democrats and 20 mostly moderate Republican holdouts voted no. A defeat would have been politically devastating for Trump and House Speaker Paul Ryan. The bill now faces an uncertain fate in the Senate, where even GOP lawmakers say major changes are likely. More on this story, written by Thomas Grillo, in today's Item Live. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with a North Shore Sports Update. In boys lacrosse last night, under the lights, it was Marblehead over Danvers, 14-3 in Danvers. The Magicians improved to 7-5 on the season. High school baseball, Danvers topped Gloucester, 10-5. Eighth straight win for the Falcons. They are now 9-1 on the season. Other high school baseball, Beverly 12, Somerville 5, Panthers now 8-3 on the season. Peabody picked up their 10th win of the season, a 7-2 decision over Xaverian. Jake Zuley went the distance on the mound for the Tanners. And North Reading edged Hamilton Wenham 5-3. Congratulations to Linfield girls tennis coach Craig Stone. He earned his 1,100th victory between wrestling and girls tennis at Linfield High. More scores and photos available on our Thursday sports post at MSO News Sports. Friday's local sports schedule likely to be impacted by today's rain. That's sports on MSONewsSports.com.